RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, off and running on a Friday morning. Hey there, you. It's Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. With you until 2. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Gordon Damer, appropriately enough. Hopefully, you and yours had the best possible Christmas time with family and friends, if that's your type of thing. Hopefully, Santa was good to everybody, you and yours. He certainly was good to Nick fans, and that's where we'll begin on this Friday morning. And look, Christmas Day is kind of the time where the casual basketball fan starts to lock in. And when I say casual basketball fan, am I talking about myself? Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, I've been aware of what the Knicks are doing. But it feels like when generally you have functioning football teams, you have some other things going on before Christmas Day. But Christmas Day is when the big unveiling comes, and yesterday the Knicks did not disappoint. Rally to beat the Cavaliers 126-124. Jalen Brunson doing Jalen Brunson things with 34 points. The bench coming through in a big way. Jordan Clarkson was fantastic. Kyler Kolick was fantastic. Mitchell Robinson was fantastic. And the Knicks able to get a win. So they moved to 21-9 on the season, 15-2 at home, have won 9 of 11. And look, as the old Chris Rock line was, you don't get credit for what you're supposed to do. This is what the Knicks are supposed to do. Fresh off an appearance last year in the Eastern Conference Finals that did not go the way Knicks fans wanted to. You change the head coach. You come into this year with sky-high expectations. And this is what the Knicks are supposed to do. 21-9 this year. Last year, not that much different. Last year, they were 20-10 at this point. But I think that why you feel better about this group maybe than last year's group, well, a lot of Knicks fans were not Tom Thibodeau fans. And to their credit, they have been right. And to the Knicks organization's credit, they have been right. I say it all the time. The most important scouting any organization does is scouting themselves, knowing themselves better than anybody else. So, look, there was a divide between Knicks fans. There was a large group that wanted Tom Thibodeau out even before the Eastern Conference Finals. Feels like that group has been going strong since Tom Thibodeau got here. But certainly over the years, that group has grown in numbers. But there was also a group that, after the amount of dysfunction, and I consider myself in the second group, the amount of dysfunction the Knicks had before Tom Thibodeau got here, you were a little leery of making changes because it could always go wrong. And the thing I liken it to is with the Yankees. Back in the day, there was a time where the Yankees were starting to become really, really good, and they decided to change the manager. And it was absolutely 100% the right call. And what I'm talking about, obviously, is when they fired Buck Showalter and brought in Joe Torre. Was not a very popular move at the time. Felt like the Yankees were going back to the dysfunctional days of George Steinbrenner, making everything about him. But it was absolutely the right call. Now, the Yankees have also done that more recently, and so far it's not been the right call. When they moved off Joe Girardi and brought in Aaron Boone, they were again saying, you know what, we have a better feel for this situation, and by making this move, we are going to unlock the potential of this roster. What is it, 8 years in? We're still waiting for that. Unlocking has not turned out so well. And, you know, look, the Yankees have still been a good team, but there's not a single person in the world who was with the Yankee organization when they made that change that if you ask them, hey, 8 years in, you still will not have won a World Series as a result of this managerial change. Is that considered a success? No one anywhere would say, yeah, that's a success. Now, maybe they would because they're lying to themselves, but we'll get into the Yankees later on. But the Knicks organization, they have read the situation correctly. They read the situation in terms of their roster correctly. They felt like, you know what, we have more usable pieces on this roster than the coach is using. He's not using this roster in the best way possible. And you take a look at the results. Now, it's only 30 games. It's not a full season. The Knicks have not accomplished anything as of yet. But as we're judging this in real time, this has been the right move. And I was somebody who was leery of making a coaching change. And you take a look at yesterday with what Kolek was able to do, what he's been able to do here since he's gotten some real run between the NBA Cup performance. Last five games, he's averaging 12 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 42% from three. That's one of those pieces that even as a Tom Thibodeau defender, I would have to admit, there's no way Tyler Kolek would be doing this if Tom Thibodeau were here. Forget about being nailed to the bench. He might not even be on the bench. He might still be with the G League. I mean, it's very possible. Now, again, as much excitement as Knicks fans are feeling right now, and it is 100% justified, haven't accomplished anything yet. Because there is no team in this town. There might not be another team in sports that has a clearer-cut line in the sand in terms of success or failure than the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks, the only way that they can be successful this year, the only way that you can say that this year was a successful year for the Knicks is if they get to the NBA Finals. Whether you're a Tom Thibodeau defender, whether you are someone who wanted Mike Brown or someone else to be the head coach, that is the only way that the Knicks can consider this year. If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose again, failure. If they get knocked out in the second round, failure. Now, I'm not saying they have to win an NBA title. That's certainly on the table anytime you get to the NBA Finals. But if they were to lose a 7-game series, you could still say, you know what, more progress. They took another step forward. And where this group goes from that point, well, then you might have to readjust things. You might have to readjust the roster at that point. But there is no team that is clear in terms of that has not done it so far. Maybe the Buffalo Bills might be the only other one, right? They have to get to a Super Bowl this year. The Knicks have to get to an NBA Finals this year. And sitting where they're at, this feels like, at least in terms of the regular season, kind of like a set it and forget it. Right? Like, you just know when you turn on a Knicks game. Now, look, they're going to lose some games. There's going to be disappointments here and there. But this is going to be a very enjoyable regular season. The one thing I guess you would have to worry about with this group is injuries, because they do have some injury-prone players. Like, what is the state of OG Anunoby going to be come postseason time? Is Mitchell Robinson going to be healthy, given the expert that he is in terms of what he does? He has a very unique skill set, and you saw it on display yesterday with 8 offensive rebounds in, what, 17 minutes? That is the Nick goal this year, and it's the only, it is a clear-cut, black-and-white, set-it-in-stone kind of goal. Reach the NBA Finals this year. And, you know, as I was sitting watching the game yesterday, it feels like this is just what the Knicks are now, right? They're just a really good team. They're competing for the highest goals that you can consider. And the only teams that you're, like, in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks are the team to beat. So then you're just looking at the teams in the West, be it the Spurs, be it the Thunder, be it the Nuggets. Can they beat that team?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a 7-game series. But it almost feels like you kind of take it for granted now that the Knicks are just good. And you have to remind yourself sometimes that was not always the case, and it was not always the case not that long ago. So as you sit there and you watch the Knicks yesterday, or you watch the Knicks the rest of this season, I do think it gives you a little bit, maybe a little glimmer of hope for the two football teams. Because as bad as the Jets are, as bad as the Giants are, I don't know that they've been as bad as the Knicks were. If anything, they are as bad. They're not worse. Because the Knicks were not just bad, they were boring, they were dysfunctional, and they were embarrassing. Like, embarrassing both on and off the court. And that's no longer the case. And why is that no longer the case? Because they finally hired the right guy in Leon Rose, and he has come in here and turned this entire situation around. There's no other way to put it. And before that, before these last 5 years or whatever it is, if we had the conversation of the worst owner, not in the NBA, in sports, in all of sports, the number one answer would have been James Dolan. James, you can't win with James Dolan. He's always going to ruin everything. He's always sticking his fat hands into the mix. He's always making his opinion. He doesn't know anything about basketball. It's an impossible situation. And then look at that. All of a sudden, hires the right person, and he's no longer getting... Have you heard any stories about James Dolan being so meddlesome and sticking his nose in where it doesn't... No. And maybe that is because he finally hired the right person, and the Knicks are actually having some success. So to me, that at least gives me a little glimmer of hope. I think it's more for the Giants and the Jets, but let's throw them both into the mix. It's the holiday season. Let's feel good about things. Because you've seen a lot and you've read a lot and I've heard a lot from the fans at 888-808-1019 about how Woody Johnson, worst owner in sports. He's the worst owner in the NFL. You got to get Woody to sell the team. He's a disaster. You can't win with Woody. It's all Woody's fault. And maybe that is true. I don't know. I've heard that they're hiring their own family. It's impossible. I mean, the Giants have won Super Bowls with John Mara as the owner. Like, did he all of a sudden become stupid, or is he just not hired the right people? I think it's that he just has not hired the right people. And they're going to be hiring more people after this season. Hopefully a lot of people. Not just a coach, but a GM. So as you sit and you watch the Knicks this season, and hopefully this is just the beginning, right? Because again, the goal is clear-cut. Don't disappoint. Nobody's going to look back on this season and say, hey, remember on Christmas Day when they rallied to beat the Cavaliers? No. That's not how this works. You get that the first year. When you're finally experiencing some success, you can look back in the regular season games and say, hey, remember that? It was a lot of fun. Even though we didn't perform at come postseason time, in the NBA, more so than any sport, you got to perform in the postseason. The NBA is the league where stars win. And if the Knicks are this star-studded team, which it looks like right now, they got to go and show that come postseason time. But at least right now, as you watch this Knicks season, and hopefully it's going to lead to good things once we get into the spring, I think that at least it can provide you just a little bit of hope that maybe it's not as hopeless a situation with the Giants and with the Jets. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. I should tell you, our friends at Town Fair Tire want to remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on brand name tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, let's get some phone calls in here. 888-808-1019. We'll start things off with Kevin in Pearl River. Kevin, first up on the Fan.
All right, Gordon, and we all got an early Christmas gift this year when you came to the Fan. Great addition. You're going to get more airtime in January. I know it. Listen, it was also great to hear Popeye Boyle. What does he do? Popeye only works birthdays and holidays. But anyway, it's been great. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Listen, with the Knicks, I would just say Dolan would be more effective if they got rid of all these salary caps and all this nonsense so then he could spend his money on players. He obviously doesn't know sports. He's more into music. But regardless, if you get rid of all those caps, I think his Knicks would be better off. And players don't want to come into New York. They don't want to play in New York anymore.
And I don't know that that's true anymore. I don't know that that's the case. I think that that was the case because the Knicks were a losing situation. You know, like when the Durant and Kyrie offseason, yeah, you were going to have to build it yourself. And look, there are some parallels between what the Knicks have done and what the Giants and Jets have to do. And I would say for the Jets specifically, you're going to have to build it yourself. You know, for so long, the Knicks got caught up in this idea, well, we just need to get superstars here. We just have to go out and get a couple of superstars, throw them in, like Carmelo Anthony, the pursuit of Kevin Durant. We just have to get a superstar. It's a superstar-driven league. We'll get a couple of superstars, and that'll fix everything. And they finally took the right approach after losing out on KD and Kyrie that offseason. And now, look, they went out and they brought in Julius Randle. But they finally started to realize, hey, you know what? We're going to have to build this ourselves. There are no shortcuts along the way. So when you look at the Jets offseason, there's going to be a lot of reports. There already have been. Because what's the question with the Jets this offseason? Who the heck are they going to get to play quarterback? So when Joe Burrow announced, you know, basically that he's unhappy with his situation with the Cincinnati Bengals, you hear Jeff, maybe we could trade for Joe Burrow. There was that report about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson might be available this offseason. Maybe the Jets can get Lamar Jackson. No. You got to build it yourself. If you're telling me you got the right people in place and you like the fact that the Jets decided to basically cash in the chips on this season and trade away Quinnen Williams and trade away Sauce Gardner, and now you have all the resources that you need to be successful, go out and build it yourself. You can't take shortcuts. So I don't buy that players don't want to play here in New York. The Knicks don't have the availability to make those changes right now in terms of a big star, like when the conversation popped up about Giannis. They don't really have the ability to go out and make a trade like that because they traded in all the resources to build the roster that they did. So they should not be looking to make that move this year. Now, if for some reason this year the Knicks don't make the NBA Finals, they get bounced in the second round for some reason, for whatever reason, that's the time you start looking. But I think that the reports are that Giannis wants to come to the Knicks, but they just don't have the resources to make Milwaukee happy. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Lawrence is in Oklahoma. Lawrence, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for getting my call in. I'm a real big Giants fan, but I watch the Jets as well. And I have to give Woody some credit for at least firing people when they deserve to be fired. It's not easy to get the right coaches in the building. It's not easy to get those people in there to build the team up. And at least the people he's gotten rid of are wrong. And I feel like the Giants took too long with Daboll, and they're going to probably run it back with Shane. And I don't understand why they would do that.
Well, look, I'm a big believer, Lawrence, and thanks for the phone call, that patience is overrated. Patience is like the wins and losses are what matter. And you hear all these other things about, well, we got to build a culture. It takes time. You got to be patient. You can't fire coaches every couple of years. I would just say, all right, let's run it back. Let's see who were the coaches here, either the Jets or the Giants, that didn't succeed simply because they didn't have enough time. So, yes, I would agree with you. The Giants are a very conservative organization. And even the changes that they did make, I don't think that they really wanted to make them, but they were forced to make them, right? Like Joe Judge is the perfect example. It was clear that John Mara didn't want to fire Joe Judge, but then you look at what's going on Sundays with the offense that he's running out there, and what else were you supposed to do? So I would still think, and this is why this weekend is so important, if the Giants end the season losing what it would be, 11 in a row, not winning a game since October 9th, October 9th, you haven't won a game since October. I can't imagine a scenario where you would bring back the GM. But that remains to be seen. I don't know that I'd give Woody too much credit. The one thing you could say is at least he's not as bad as hiring head coaches as his brother Chris was, because he hired Adam Gase. Although I guess the jury's still kind of out on Aaron Glenn. Like the first year that Gase, didn't they win like 7 games or something like that? Now, it was all garbage wins, and it was probably the worst thing that could happen because they kept him for a second year and then fired him. But at least right now, Aaron Glenn is still in the running for the worst head coach of the Woody Johnson ownership era. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll continue to take your Nick phone calls about their win yesterday, how you're feeling about the season as we now head into 2026. Also, did you see the report about what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens? An explosive story about how Lamar Jackson and the organization are getting tired of each other. John Harbaugh is kind of fed up with Lamar Jackson. And what will that mean for the Ravens this offseason if they decide to part ways with either the head coach or the quarterback? So we'll get into that coming up as well. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Just getting started on a Friday morning right here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.